I'm Fernando Acosta-Rua. I'm the president and chief executive officer of Pet Paradise.
And so as you look to talent and bring them on board, obviously you have talents that you need to hire for, but how have you found the talent level as you dive deeper into people who have uniquely able traits and talents in our community? What sort of benefits do you look for with that?
Well, what we found, I mean, first, they're great employees, that they're very timely. They're very methodical in the work they perform. Great attitudes. And I think one of the things that I found that was surprising but very powerful is our employees get so much out of it. So many times this is the first time they've ever had any kind of interaction with someone with special needs, and really demystifies and takes away that stigma. And they really, really appreciate it. And it really forms a really good team bond in that environment.
What sort of examples come to mind, or at least maybe do you have one or two individuals who you look to within your organization, within Pet Paradise, that you say, oh my gosh, we're so proud to have them on our team?
Well, so we started this several years ago, and we were bringing in a lot of the different students were coming in for training. I believe they came in once a week on Wednesday or Thursday. We had about three or four of them at our University Boulevard location. So then when COVID hit, unfortunately, that kind of locked things down for a while. So we had a period of time where we did not have them coming in, but we're ramping that back up. And we get a lot of different ones in there that just, and they all share that same kind of passion, that great attitude when they come in, and it really kind of spills over to the rest of the team. It's been a really positive experience.
For individuals who are on your team with intellectual differences, how do you explain those differences with the rest of the workforce, and how welcoming of an environment does everyone try to create it?
You know, it's really natural, frankly. It's not a big deal. We have such a great team at our resorts that are so welcoming to all the guests. I mean, we're dealing with all types of pets and personalities that they've really grown accustomed to this. And we're also, through the Bark and Biscuits program, which we can talk about a little bit too, is, you know, we are across our 46 resorts across the country. We have Bark and Biscuits, which are dog treats that are made by North Florida School of Special Education. And they we give them out through all the locations, and we also sell them. So that's just another way that every location has some experience and sees the talents that these kids bring, and the joy it brings to our customers as well.
Those are all made at the North Florida School of Special Education. I've been there myself, and to see the passion that these employees have, students and past students and, you know, people from our community, to pour their love into it and to know that what they're making in our own community is going across the country to, you know, treat dogs and cats and other furry friends. Pretty cool to see.
It's wonderful. You know, we've also had managers, we've brought them to North Florida School to see them making it. So so when we have manager meetings, we've had some over at North Florida School. So to work hand in hand, side by side, these kids and making the biscuits and seeing the pride that they have in doing this is very touching. You know, another program that's been fantastic is the arts program there. I'm not sure if you've seen some of the art, but it's really spectacular. And we recently commissioned them to paint 45 different pieces, actually 46 now with our 46th opening. So we have art from North Florida School painted by the kids at each one of our locations. And it's displayed up there. Everyone sees it. And it's really beautiful work. I actually have one in my office too. So it really is amazing the quality of work that they do and how special it is. And when you see it, how kind of fulfilling, it just can't help but put a smile on your face.